For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Not even related to that Sun King guy. Who's the only French monarch to be canonized a Catholic saint?
An odd question posed over a loudspeaker in a Midlands restaurant can only mean one thing. It's trivia night. Trivia games have been popular in South Carolina bars and restaurants for years, and the taste for trivia has only seemed to grow with time. Nearly every night, one can find teams of friends vying for prizes by dredging often useless bits of little-known information from their collective memories. Sean Amormino runs the game at Old Chicago Restaurant in Columbia. He gave his view of the popularity of trivia.
It's not just sitting around staring at a TV. You're actually engaging yourself. You're having communications. You get to banter a little bit. It makes you want to keep coming back. I think that's a lot that has to do with it. People just don't want to sit and just stare at their phones for hours on end.
Over at Rockaway Athletic Club, fellow host Lucas Sams assessed the game's appeal.
I think a lot of people are attracted to it because of the competition. It's a fun social thing to get out and have a few drinks and enjoy an evening with friends. I think we have a lot of regulars here because my trivia is very different. You probably wouldn't expect the questions you get here. I'll ask a lot of obscured stuff, and I keep it fairly interesting, I like to think.
Part of the fun is the odd names teams give themselves, like Adam and his chicks, Work Hard, Play Harder, and Bad Marinara. Alex Bailey explained his team's name.
We are called We'll Get 'em Next Time. We have a consistent losing streak of always coming in third, so we kind of thought it very fitting for like a We'll Get 'em Next Time, but we never do get 'em next time.
Amormino gets his questions from a company that runs trivia games across the country, but Sam's has a more homemade approach.
Sometimes, you know, I'll just pull them out of thin air. A lot of times I'll mine the old Jeopardy archives they got online, pull out Final Jeopardy questions, because it's always good.
Teams often search out places where the trivia suits their comfort level. Joe Cranny told why his team likes Sam's game.
I like that there's more general knowledge questions here. They'll do a sports question, they'll do a history question, they'll do a geography question, they'll do a science question. I think that's cool. He mixes it up. I think that's appealing to most people. He ends every game with a question about the periodic table. So that's how it ends every week, is you have to know your periodic table, which I think is really different and challenging.
It's sort of like Jeopardy, but drinking with your friends and testing your collective knowledge.
Monroe Hammond added her take on why trivia is fun.
It should be less challenging than Jeopardy, but sometimes there are some curveballs. But it's just fun to see how much you know.
The difficulty of the questions sometimes depends on the category, said Amormino.
It's interesting because there are some where everybody will do bad except one team will do stellar. And ones where everybody does great and one team that just tanks it. Some of my more difficult ones tend to be the ones that are history-based. Our rounds tend to cover niches, so it would be history, but it would be history that included English literature, something like that.
But in the end, it's the players' memories that have to perform. And Victoria Van Zomeren said sometimes that doesn't work.
I hate when you know the question, but you can't think of it. It's very frustrating. And then he says the answer, and you're just like, I knew that, and you really did, but it just wouldn't come.
But that's all part of the game, both players and hosts agree. By the way, the answer to the question at the beginning of this piece is Louis IX, better known to Americans as the namesake of a city in Missouri, St. Louis.
We're going to take a quick break so I can get caught up on scoring. Enjoy life, call your mom, whatever tickles your fancy.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.